What's in the news? It's his move.
It's always about fighting for those key squares in the center.
I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News, and that is a World Champion's Guide to Chess. Magnus Carlsen is a 25-year-old Norwegian defending his crown this week in New York City.
Well, the thing is, I feel that I'm still learning. I'm learning all the time. I feel that I know just incomparably much more about chess now than I did, let's say, 6 years ago. But my level of play is not that different.
Carlsen is on top of the chess world now, but he's not perfect.
Michael Jordan says he's the one who's missed the most shots in the history of basketball. So I've lost tens of thousands of chess games. And most recently was, a few days ago on a game I played on the internet.
He played anonymously, of course. His opponent knows who he is.
Yes, Magnus is beatable.
Sergei Karjakin has played him 47 times, beaten him only 8 times. 21 have ended in a draw. Karjakin was 12 when he was the youngest person ever to be named a grandmaster of the sport. Carlsen made it at 13. Now the Norwegian expects to hold his title.
In the recent games we've played, I feel like I've had the psychological edge. I have confidence that I can beat him. Also, I have the advantage, I think, of being a better chess player.
Now this. What's in the news? I'm Steve Kaith, CBS News.